Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about praying and how God wants us to communicate with Him, to spend time praying for ourselves, for the people we know, and for the people that, well, we don't know, to pray at all times. And continuing this series on the road to resurrection, and this week focused on this road of prayer, and looking at the example of Jesus, how Jesus prayed throughout his life on earth, how he would consistently pull away from the distractions of life so that he could spend time with his Father, that he would talk about the power of prayer, the connection with God that allowed the miracles to take place, that allowed things to happen that, well, simply can't happen without God. And then as this final week leading up to the cross came, the time of prayer spent in the upper room with his disciples, the time of prayer spent in the garden, and realizing the incredible privilege that we have to address God, to listen to God, to receive instruction, to share our life. And today we're going to talk specifically about praying for restoration. And the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 13, verse 19, I particularly urge you to pray so that I may be restored to you soon. Generally, it would be assumed in the context that they're talking about a physical restoration. There has been a separation of distance, of space, of even the ability to be together. And this request that the Christians would pray for that physical restoration, that return to their midst, to their gathering, to their place would happen. And I think it's important when people are separated physically from one another that we do pray for that type of restoration. But I want to spend more time this morning talking about a deeper, bigger, in a lot of ways, restoration that we ought to pray about. The Bible says that as far as it is possible with us to live at peace with everyone. And I read that and I get the idea that there's work involved on our part. And sometimes when we are distant from one another, when we have become separated, not maybe so much by distance, but separated emotionally, separated spiritually, separated in our desire, there's work that is required, there's work that is involved for us to overcome the differences, overcome the difficulties. We learn to submit to one another, we learn to get along. Paul would write instructions for those that are causing conflict and for those that are having conflict with one another and simply tell them to get along with each other. And he would tell the church to help them to get along with each other. And so there's work involved, and yet in the midst of that work, it's critical that we lay the foundation of prayer. That we would pray for the restoration that needs to take place. That we would seek God's input and guidance and wisdom so that the work that we're doing towards restoration is not done in vain. And so many times we set off on our own path, we set off with our own ideas and desires, and we want to fix things. And we actually end up messing them up even further than what they were. Because we've not listened to God. We've not prayed for restoration. We've simply wanted it on our terms. And I think so often that's true of so many areas of life. We want what we want, and nobody's going to change our mind. And when we live life that way, without seeking God's direction, without seeking God's wisdom, we set ourselves up to stumble, to fall, to fail at the things that we attempt that have any meaning, and any real lasting meaning. Oh, we can accomplish things here on earth without praying. We can accomplish things that are temporary. We can accomplish things that even look good in the eyes of the world. But when it comes to a lasting solution, when it comes to a solution that involves eternity, our starting point and our finishing point, and every point in between, ought to be covered in this urgency of prayer for restoration. When we think about family members, most families have individuals that have sometime or another been at odds with one another, and stories exist of family members that go years and years and years without even talking to each other or seeing each other. Not because of lack of opportunity, but because of lack of desire. And as we think about that, we think about even church members. There are churches that have members that attend on a very regular basis that choose opposite sides of the worship area and arrange their entrance and exit so as not to cross paths with certain other people. And I believe that it grieves the very heart of God, who desires that we would pray for restoration of not only of ourselves to one another, but restoration of ourselves to God. God says that if we claim to love Him but hate our brother, that we are a liar. And that's some pretty strong words. But it's also words that ought to motivate us to pray for restoration when division exists, when conflict arises. Sometimes it's easier just to ignore the situation and hope that the other person just leaves. But we've not really accomplished anything good in doing that. Because God's desire is that all people would come to know Him, that everyone would come to repentance, that they would be restored in the greatest way possible, and that is being restored in relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. There are times where work is involved, where apologies are necessary, where restitution is required for full restoration to take place. We've wronged people in such a way that we really have to do something about it. But there are also times where we've done everything we can. We fulfilled the command, the instruction to be at peace with everyone as far as it depends upon us. But it doesn't mean we stop. There's still the opportunity, there's still the requirement, there's still the command to pray for restoration. not simply demanding of God that he makes things right, but talking to God about the difficulty, about the separation, about what's going on, and about how we can change. Far too often, our desire for restoration involves, well, us doing what we've always done and the other person changing to be more like us. Where real restoration involves us praying that each of us become more like Jesus. That we learn the submission. We learn to love. We learn to forgive. We learn to help. And so today, as we spend time praying, the question is, are you praying for restoration? Perhaps it's restoration between you and someone that's distant from you that hasn't always been that way. Perhaps it's restoration between you and God, that you have become distant from Him. Perhaps it's restoration within the church, that the body does act as one with Jesus as the head. Whatever it is, I think these words from Hebrews ought to ring true in our life. This instruction to be particularly urged to pray for restoration. And then be obedient in doing what God says. He's given us His Word, His Spirit, that gives instruction and guidance in being restored to Himself and to one another. And so as we pray, we listen and we act appropriately. Would you spend time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has made a way for us to be restored to you when we have broken that relationship through our sin. So, Father, today we come to you praying for the restoration of those that are lost. For those that are caught up and trapped in a sinful life. For those that have not repented, not turned away from sin, and turn towards you. Those created in your image that are not living in it. We pray for that restoration. And Father, really, that's all of us. We stumble, we fall, we get caught up in the temptations of life. And we need that restoration work that draws us closer and closer to you, that brings us more and more into that right relationship every day that we live. Father, we also pray, I pray for those that need restored physically, that are separated by distance, by time, by space, for whatever reason. Some because of work or job assignments or things that they simply can't get out of. Others that have purposefully distanced themselves to avoid the conversations that need to take place. Father, as we pray today, may we examine our own life for those areas that need some help, so that we would be fully restored to you, that we would be fully restored to those that we're in conflict with. Father, today as we live life as we consider our family members, as we consider our church family, as we consider our community, may you help us to know if there's more that we can do, that we ought to do, to bring about peace among people, to bring about a restoration between ourselves and others. But Father, if we have done what we can do, if we have made the efforts that are necessary, may we continue to pray, asking you to restore what we can't, to mend those broken hearts, those broken relationships, to bring compassion and mercy into our own life and into the lives of others. Father, as we prepare this week to celebrate this day that's been set aside, that the world calls Easter Sunday, but we celebrate in a special way the resurrection of Jesus. May we realize the power of that resurrection to restore life to that which is dead. And so, Father, whether it's dead relationships, whether it's a dead heart within us, I pray that we would seek you, knowing the source of true restoration. And Father, as we spend time in your word, as we spend time praying for restoration, may we listen. May we surrender our desire to fix everything ourselves, and may we listen to your word, your spirit, the counsel that it brings, so that we would be helpful, even as we are helped. Father, as we seek that restoration in all areas of life, to be made what we were created to be remade into your image, may we do so in a way that lifts up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.